Well, I think it's disappointing that the FA Cup, the third round and the fourth round, are followed up by a midweek game and then a obviously Saturday game. So it's a three game week, which is always difficult for clubs in the Premiership and obviously the Championship. And the priority is always, you know, financially, is to stay in the Premiership. I just find it really, really disappointing. I think the FA Cup is the greatest cup competition in the world, and I think it should be shown the respect that it deserves. And that respect really is the opportunity for clubs to really go for it and not worry about that. You know, we've got to go to Chelsea and then we've got to go to Southampton. So we've got two really difficult away trips and long trips away for us. So you're looking at it and you're thinking, you know, can I afford to play the best team? Or what if I pick injuries up? I haven't got a lot of time for them to recover. I will pick a very strong side because I have got great respect for the FA Cup. But it would have been lovely if you could say, well, it's an FA Cup game and then you've got a week to prepare for the next Premier League game. So I'm disappointed that, you know, that the fixtures have thrown up the third round and the fourth round and then follow them up with midweek Premier League games.
And also you have to have respect for the opponents, because Bristol City may be in the lower half of the Championship, but they're a tidy club who have been building steadily over the last couple of years.
The FA Cup is all about shocks, and the FA Cup's all about the underdogs winning. And, you know, it's fantastic. I think we've nearly sold out, you know, to get 25, 26,000 at the Hawthorns for the third round of the FA Cup. You know, City are bringing, you know, 5,000 supporters up, which is wonderful. They'll have that bottom end of the ground to themselves. And the atmosphere should be fantastic. You know, I've just said now, you know, it's going to be cold, might get a bit of snow. You know, it's FA Cup third round. It's something that traditionally, you know, you always relate to. You see the clippings on the telly going back to 60s and 70s with cold, you know, third round, you know, shocks. And you know, it all adds up, hopefully, to a tremendous day with shocks, as long as it's not West Bromwich Albion being one of them.
You've watched them quite a bit in recent weeks. They like to play on the front foot, Bristol City.
I think in the Championship they've played more balls forward into the final third than most teams. They're very direct. They play with the two lads up there, one who's very, very quick. Wilbraham, I had at Palace, so I know all about Albie. He's a fantastic lad. Works very, very hard, and he'll make our two centre halves work. For every penny that they're getting paid.